Hello and welcome to People of Onthalas.
Hi.
Hey.
Sup.
All right, breaking from tradition, I am Saint C. Weber, and with me at the table to help make some NPCs that they may or may not have to fight or interact with in the future are...
Jack.
Sebastian.
Isaac.
Miranda.
And Nick.
Oh, we were all doing the voice, and then you ruined
Nick
it.
It was the full stop to our song. That's in music, right? There's full stops, no?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Good.
All right, so today we have a really interesting inspiration piece. It's actually submitted by Richard Witters. He's the current senior art director of Dungeons & Dragons, so no pressure, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, gee,
who'd be feeling pressure from this, right?
And before that, he was the lead concept artist for Magic of the Gathering. And so he's given us permission to use any of the stuff that he's posted. And I picked this particular one because he thinks that this is one of the images that convinced Wizards of the Coast to hire him in the first place. So I want to see what you guys think about it. Anyone want to describe what we're looking at?
I just don't know, Zane.
It's kind of vaguely phallic shaped.
It's a person. It's a person. That's what we'll say. It's a person.
It definitely has two arms and two legs and a head.
And it's wearing a robe.
But was it tagging on it? We're fine, right?
It looks a little bit like a friendly ogre-ish head with no neck, very long arms with giant hands and giant feet. I'm not sure if it's like furry. It might be textured in some way. He's wearing...
He looks like a giant turtle man without the shell.
A bit turtle.
Yeah.
And he's got a staff with a knob on the end. So he must be a wizard.
I say this with love, but it kind of reminds me of... You know, you guys know the live-action Super Mario movie?
Yes.
No.
The Goombas and
that's
that?
Not a thing.
Yeah, a little bit. Just with
wait,
the,
again, they had no necks.
Yes.
The live-action what?
Super Mario Brothers?
In the 80s. No, early 90s.
90s, I think. Bob Hoskins was in it. It would be 90s,
yeah.
I reckon. Yeah,
somewhere in the 90s.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah.
It's a real terrible thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Just don't watch it.
It's bad enough to be okay.
Let's continue to not watch it.
Okay, well, Miranda said that he's a wizard, so what's his name, Miranda?
Grundeborg. If you can't pronounce it, stop trying.
Grundeborg.
No, you're putting the R in the wrong place. Grundeborg.
Okay. What
sure
does he
I
do?
I just said it six different ways.
Yeah. Yep, and they're all recorded.
Well, actually, he used to be a wizard. He was going to be a wizard, and then he just sort of figured that it wasn't really for him. And he moved to a small island just off the coast of Onthalas. He makes clothes and tie-dyes them and sells them to tourists and tells them they're magic, but it's really just a sham.
Okay.
And he makes his living basically by pretending to be a magic beach bum.
A magic beach bum.
He's a very friendly, happy guy.
Grundeborg. Who else?
That's incorrect. I'm sorry. This is Helbert. He's a gondola driver.
Helbert,
yeah. So his gondola is actually an overturned giant turtle shell. And he just ferries people from parts of the city that I'm going to assume that we have a Venice part of the city because it's so big.
There is a very significant canal system.
Wonderful.
As you've come across before.
Yep. And he just ferries people across there.
We've had a People of Onthalas dude before.
That was a gondola.
Did we?
Yeah.
Have we?
It was probably yours.
That's why I remember.
Paddy the Paddler.
I'm pretty sure it's the only one I've ever won.
Oh, and you won?
Not that it's a competition.
Oh, no. I have to change it then, because that's just out.
Oh, yeah, because there's only one gondola.
Well, this is the rival of whatever the hell Miranda's gondola driver is. They compete for fares. This guy, he's got a real slow and steady wins the race mentality, which means he always loses the race because that's not how races work. But he's just really relaxed. Like, you know how in the Lord of the Rings books, the hobbits are really chilled out? He's just one of those kind of guys.
Okay.
I'm not suggesting he's constantly... I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, I'm not saying he is, but he may as well be for all.
And was he born in Onthalas or did he come to Onthalas?
He was born there. No, he's a local. His parents, he's like first generation born in, but yeah, just grew up and wants to, you know, ride them sick waves. Except,
and so he is a tortle that perhaps has lost his shell and now uses it as a gondola.
Or maybe he's another
thing. Hey. You're adding in...
No, he said that before. I was clarifying.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Did you say that before?
I said he has a shell. I haven't given him a race.
Oh, right.
But, yeah, why not? Well, that or he killed someone and took their shell,
Okay.
I'm going to go the first one because it's less ridiculous.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, who else has a name for this guy?
Jules the Keeper.
Jules?
The keeper and the owner of a great arboretum that was bequeathed to him by a wealthy person who owned it and died. He lived outside of the city at that time and he moved there to the arboretum. And now he runs classes for wealthy and people like academics that want to learn more about plants and dangerous species in particular and alchemy and all sorts of things. And yeah.
All right. So he was born outside of the city?
Yes. Very
and
far.
So who? Why did the noble leave him this?
He saved the noble's life on the road, took care of him and his family when they were injured.
Okay, so he was a hermit before that, or...?
Yes, he's, his village or tribe had come under hard times, but he helped them anyway, and yeah.
All right. Jules, the arboretum caretaker.
Yep.
Who else has another one?
Yes. This is Rocky.
Rocky?
And he is a club owner.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He is actually a earth elemental. He's mostly made of rock and dirt. And he loves music. Anything that's got percussion in it just speaks to him.
Okay.
He's big in the scene. He plays great music. He runs a great club. Really popular. All the hip kids like to come.
Higher end of town, lower end of town.
It's
underground, overground.
It's kind of a bit underground. It's in the slightly more affluent area.
Sure.
But you know, the older kind of rundown where you can get in, get good stuff for cheap, kind of thing.
Yeah. Right. So Rocky, the club owner.
Yes.
And native to Unthalas?
No. He was unusual in his tribe where he was really into music and not really what they did. He saw a travelling bard one day. The bard told him about this big open world and all this music out there and decided he just needed to go travel. And
okay.
He ended up in Unthalas.
With a club.
With a club.
All right, Isaac, you're the only one who hasn't gone yet.
Okay, I'm going to go with Vin the Crag, and he is a cloud shepherd.
A cloud shepherd?
Yes, so he is a half giant who lives up in the mountains, and he kind of shepherds all the clouds about to make rain up there. He's sort of a mystical magic sort of user.
Mm-hmm.
And he's come down to the city to buy salt water. Because that makes the best clouds. You can't get it up there in the mountains.
Vindicorg, the cloud shepherd who lives in the mountains outside Unthalas,
mm-hmm.
comes into Unthalas to buy salt water.
Yes.
Okay. So we have Grundborg, the tie-dying beach bum, duels the arboretum caretaker, Halberd the gondola pilot, Rocky the club owner, and Vindicrag the cloud shepherd.
Ooh. Actually some decent ones this week.
Yeah, well done. I'm glad you stepped up your game.
You're all welcome.
They're all canon and they all look identical to each other.
And they're all named Barry Short.
In joke.
Yeah. No Barry Shorts ever exist ever. I'm going to go with Vindicrag.
Okay.
Vindicrag. So I obviously a half giant, kind of a hermit guy traveling through the city is going to have some interesting interactions. I would like each of you to give me a person that he's interacted with, either in the past or like right just currently on his most recent trip, and what they thought of him. And
he
who
stepped
they are.
On a halfling once.
Oh,
that was passed down the gutter.
Oh no,
no one noticed.
Who was this halfling?
Huh?
No, that's not the game, Jack. You need to give me their name and how it affected them.
Well, their legs were broken. Their pelvis was shattered. And their name was...
Legs?
Grey Legs. He doesn't have grey legs anymore.
Oh, no. Does anyone else have a nicer story?
Okay, there's an old chap named Ronson. And... what was the name of this creature we've gone with, sorry?
Vindicrag.
Vindicrag, going through his travels, came very tired and leaned up against a building and just took a bit of a nap. Anyway, Ronson, old guy, doesn't see so well. He was going out to do his gardening and he was going to take down a tree, didn't see correctly, and took an axe swipe to Vindicrag's knee.
Oh, no.
Woke him up and, you know, they're just good friends now. It's fine. It's kind of like that funny thing you look back on. Remember that time that we met and you axed me in the shin? Oh, good times. But yeah, they get along now.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to go with Penelope. So she is one of the druids. And while Vindicrad's going through the city, he likes to stop off at the gardens near the druid circle, sit down by the lake and watch the dragonflies. And she's usually there to meet him and she just plays the flute while he listens in.
All right.
Old Mother Jojo.
All right. Who is Old Mother Jojo?
Old Mother Jojo is an orphanage matron.
Of course.
And she was trying to fix her roof because it was starting to leak. And as Vindicrag was walking past, he noticed, offered to help her out. He felt empathy for her. And now every time he comes into the city, he stops by and have a cup of tea.
Oh, good guy, Vindicrag. Miranda.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
So there's this guy called Grongberg. I can't even say it.
I know you can't. I've written it down.
You say it.
Grundberg.
Yeah, Grundberg. That's what I said. Who... he goes to sea for all his tie-dye Hawaiian shirts.
He goes,
you know, and they, Grundberg helps him pick the best salt water for the clouds.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Well, thank you again, Richard Witters, for letting us use your art as inspiration. The art and the character description that we came up with will be in the show notes. If you want to look at Richard Witter's other stuff,
you've probably already seen
him.
It.
Pardon?
Technically. If you play D&D, you've probably already seen it.
Probably, yeah. A lot of his stuff is in the Player's Handbook and the Monster Manual, etc., etc., etc.
He just puts it all in there.
You can check him out on Twitter at Witters Richard, which is WHITTERS. Richard spelt the normal way, or Instagram at Richard Witters. So that's where you can find him. Thank you again, Richard, and thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.
Hey everyone, I'm Jason.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Duffy.
Together, we are Yumi and Duffy.
We're three friends that know a little about a lot and everything about nothing.
Come join our kooky conversations.
We talk nerd and geek and pop culture across all mediums,
all while sharing a drink.
Search for us on social media. You know, that thing that the kids are doing.
We want to hear from all of you.
So if you want to know which one of us can only poop at Space Mountain,
which one of us is a never nude,
or which one of us wants to be a supervillain,
then catch us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts or your podcatcher of choice.
Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.
And as always,
you know what they say.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.